But wouldn't it be intelligent to just find out the needs of the body and supply those needs and then forget it?
If that's your karma. I'll give you an example. At one of my experiences in India, I was with a yogi called named Karoli Baba. And one day a bunch of us, and one of the people there was Ramdas, here in Ramdas. He was there too. We were sitting in front of him when an old lady came up to him and spoke in Hindi, whatever language they were talking, I forgot. And what she said was that her husband was dying. Would he please come and save him? Because only he can come and save him. And then Karoli Baba looked at me and he said, should I go? I said, yes, go, let's all go. So we walked about 2 miles to a little shack. And the husband was lying on the cot, dying of some kind of disease. And he looked at him. And all of a sudden the candles began to flicker. So he turned around and ran out the house. I started to run back to the ashram. And we all followed him. And we said, when he finally stopped, we said, Baba, what happened? Why did you leave? And he said, God wants him to die. And he died. The point is this. Your life, your health or your sickness, your riches or your poverty, has all been preordained by the law of karma. And whatever you're going to go through, you're going to go through. If you're supposed to become a health fanatic and watch your health and eat the right things all the time, you will do that. If you're not supposed to, you won't. If you're supposed to take the middle path, you will do that. Everything is ordained, planned before time. The only freedom we've got is to not identify with the process. Even though your body's going through it, do not attach yourself to what your body's going through. Keep your mind above it. Keep your head in heaven and your feet on the ground. So we have no choice in the matter. Whatever is going to happen will happen. So if we have to do all kinds of things, and we find ourselves running from one doctor to another doctor and so forth, do not attach yourself to that. But do it anyway, because you can't help it.
To try to clarify this a little more, you've just been speaking of karma. And yet I know that you believe that karma does not exist. Would you comment on that? Karma exists and karma does not exist.
Again, the Buddha said, karma is a taskmaster to the foolish and a servant to the wise. Meaning, if we are in the level mentally of karma, we will suffer. And we'll become our taskmaster. Working. But if we lift our minds away from the condition and we keep our mind in the absolute reality, we will not suffer, no matter what the body's going through. Who suffers? The mind, not the body. The body cannot suffer. The body is merely a lump of flesh and bone and blood. But it's animated by the mind. So the mind suffers and allows the body to suffer. But the body can do nothing by itself. So if the mind is taken away from the body, something else will happen. You'll be free.
What was the line again? Buddha's line. karma is a taskmaster for the foolish.
And the servant for the wise. It's a servant because you don't pay any heed.
Control it.
Exactly. You observe it, and you do not respond. So it becomes your servant. When you do not respond to karma, then you overcome it. In other words, if somebody becomes angry at you, and you do not respond, there's no karma. And that be fine. Or karma, again, is like a person who talks to you and talks to you and talks to you, but you say nothing. What will that person do? They'll get up and leave. So when your karma sees that you're not paying any attention to it, it dissipates and returns to the nothingness once it can. Let's play some music. Why don't you put the fan on a little bit now?